Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Shortly after Sunday morning's attacks, Mohamed Mousri, president and senior imam of the Islamic Society of Central Florida, held a press conference to offer the support of the Muslim community and to caution the media and Americans around the country against rushing to judgment. He condemned Omar Mateen this morning on ABC News.
Claims to be a Muslim. We say you cannot be a Muslim if you have the heart to hurt a human being. And we condemn his actions. You know, with the strongest terms, what he did is a hate crime, is a criminal terrorist act that we condemn as Muslims in the strongest terms.
In this political environment in the United States, do American Muslims become another class of victims to such terrorism and such tragedy? And what should the reaction be? Hussein Rashid is professor of religion and a Truman National Security Fellow, joins me now in studio. Welcome back to the show, Hussein.
Thank you, Todd.
How has the response of the Muslim community changed here? Mousri came out very, very early, very quickly, and a very clear condemnation there. There have been complaints in the past from people looking at the Muslim community that this hasn't happened.
You know, I think what is important to realize here is that the Muslim community has always come out and condemned acts of terror, whether it's committed by our co-religionists, by their co-religionists, or by other people. I think we would have been equally quick to see people condemn an attack in Los Angeles had that happened, which, as we know, was in the news. I think what's different here now is that the people in the LGBTQI community recognize, in the gay community recognize, that homophobia, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, these are all working against our communities in various different ways. And this election has really brought it to the fore.
There has been an insistence in the political world, which I know you're aware of, and a lot of the reaction to this attack on the perceived refusal of the president and other political figures to say those words, radical Islamic terrorism. Now, avoiding those words has political implications and diplomatic ones. But for you as an American and as somebody who looks at the debate as a Muslim from here, what's at the root of that, that insistence to hear those words or the refusal to say them?
Well, I think in many ways we actually overuse the word terrorism. I mean, here is a guy who was accused of domestic violence. His ex-wife says that he was suffering from bipolar disorder. He was using steroids. He had easy access to guns, no wait times for an AR-15, which is designed for one purpose, to kill as many people as possible while he's on a terrorist watch list. I mean, I think we're too quick to give ISIS credit, to give Daesh credit, to make him a terrorist when he really seems to be part of the responding to the toxic brew of homophobia in America today.
So many, many things going into the mix with this person, and that's clear. And people who knew him, as you said it was about a lot more with this guy than just radical ideology. At the same time, there is a sense by a lot of people on the left in this debate that there's been a failure by people on the left to criticize what they see as some of the bad ideas of your co-religionists, as you call them, homophobia, violent jihad, and that criticism hasn't been strong enough from a lot of people on the American scene because they don't want to criticize a religion.
Yeah, you know, I think that is a criticism that comes out a lot. I think it also ignores a lot of the voices of American Muslims. There are huge numbers of gay Muslims who organize, who speak out. I myself consider myself a proud Muslim ally of my gay brothers and sisters who are out there. And I think that there are many, many voices like mine who do out and condemn it. The thing is, when we're quick to label everything terrorism, we ignore the issues that really bubble up. Again, we are in a period where there is an extreme rise in anti-Latino sentiment, anti-Muslim sentiment, homophobia, anti-Semitism. But we don't want to talk about any of that. We don't want to talk about gun control laws. We just want to say it's this notion of violent extremism, as though nothing that's happening in America has any context. And this guy, if he carried out, God forbid, a successful attack in Los Angeles on the gay pride parade, nobody would have been calling that terrorism, right? So we've got to understand there's a very strong racial component.
And so what you seem to be suggesting is that we're in a place where maybe in this case, the focus on radical Islamic terrorism, I'll call it that, is the unifying factor that people who don't agree on guns or homophobia or the presidential election or anything else can sort of rally around that one point, and that has a consequence.
It has a consequence because it doesn't really let us get to the root problems of why someone like Omar Mateen and James Howell can think it's okay to kill gay people as though they're not human beings.
Hussein Rashid is professor of religion and a Truman National Security Fellow. Thank you for coming in and putting this in some perspective for us.
Thank you.